And joining us right now is James Marsden, one of the newer members of Ally McBeal. And, of course, he is the chemistry character. Glenn and Ally, there's a little bit of chemistry there. You know, it's not like Billy and Ally, but it's getting there. How you doing?
We're in episode two. I'm doing good.
It's what a great show. I love Ally McBeal. And, of course, to join it the way you have must be a real thrill for you.
It's very exciting for me. It was exciting and... And of course, nerve-wracking because you know you just feel like the transfer student, you know, the freshman with the fifth-year seniors. You know, I was nervous because of the show is a well-oiled machine that's been going for 5 years. You know, and here are these new characters, and everybody's always worried that that the fans will embrace the change and the new characters, and that the actual old cast will embrace the new characters and much to my surprise, they've just been incredibly inviting and they're rolling with the changes and they want to make the show even better.
Well, you got to remember that Lucy and Portia joined the show after it was already on and became very popular characters.
That's
as well.
That's right, the second season,
So I think the same is going to happen here. I just wanted to know how you felt when you walked in and Greg was there and Callista and Peter and all the gang. Did they welcome you with open arms? Or
yes, they did. They took us to lunch, actually, the first day. They all took us to lunch and picked up a tab. You know, they were incredibly, incredibly warm and inviting. You know, they want the show to be good, and they want us to feel comfortable, so it was a great experience.
Now, there's a number of new characters on the show besides yourself. Did you guys all kind of come in together and have a camaraderie?
Yeah, it was nice because like people say, there's safety in numbers, so it was nice to know that you weren't the only one going through it from the get go. You know, there were other people going through it, so talk to them and say, are you feeling this way, or do you wake up at night sweating?
Right.
So, but it's nice to go through it with a couple other people, I actually think it helps the show change too. Like, the more people come on this season, I just don't want to confuse the fans, really.
Yeah, I thought that the premiere episode was a little bit weak, but last week's episode and the one coming up are just like vintage Ally McBeal.
Yeah, I agree. I think the first episode was kind of a little disjointed. It was kind of all over the place. I think we had some rewrites, but I think the hard part about that is just we have there's all these characters and we don't want to really try and force feed them to the fans, and it's hard to introduce all these characters and at once, in an hour of time. But
yeah, cool.
I agree that I like last week's episode, and I really like next week's episode.
Yeah, I think that having a Dame Edna on is pretty funny.
Cracked me up, killed me.
Is Barry
so unprofessional because I couldn't get through a take without laughing.
Is Barry a funny guy?
Oh, he's hilarious. But he's never out of the character.
Yeah.
We would break for lunch, and she would walk down the hall looking for the women's restroom.
Yeah.
Camera's not in sight.
Yeah, well, that's a little weird, don't you think?
But it's almost like that's the genius of it. It's a very Andy Kaufman-esque, I guess.
Well, some people do. They live their characters.
Yeah, he's been doing it for 40 years.
Mm. Now, did you ever think when you were growing up in Oklahoma that you'd be starring in a big national TV?
Absolutely
show?
Not.
What were your things when you were growing up? Were you acting already when you were a kid?
Yeah, I was always involved in musicals and plays and things like that. As you notice, I do a lot, quite a bit of singing on the show too.
Uh-huh.
Which they like. But yeah, I went to college for a couple of years to try and have a real career in journalism broadcasting, actually.
Really?
And just didn't do it for me, and decided to pack up the bags and move to LA, and because I figured, there's probably just a handful of people that had that same aspiration.
Now, it says in your resume that you originated the role of Griffin on the hit series Party of Five, and I was a huge fan of that show. I remember the London brothers playing that role.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Jeremy.
So what happened in terms of you originating the role?
I went on for it was the season finale of the first season, and I was this character who was the Griffin, who was the brother to Megan Ward's character, who had just died of overdosing on cocaine,
right?
And they after the first season did not get great ratings, and there was a possibility of the show getting pulled. Well, I was offered my own TV series, well, not my own TV series, but a regular on a TV series for the next season, so I didn't want to not take that because of, you know, anticipating coming back on Party 5 because there was a chance of that getting pulled off the air. So when I was offered, you know, a regular role on you know, my own TV series, I chose that, and then they had to recast Griffin because I wasn't available.
So this series that you took, what was that?
Second Noah, actually.
Any regrets?
No, not at all. Never. No. The show was on for a season and a half, and a really great, you know, family show, and got to do some good, really good writing, good work, and I was an 18, 19-year-old father.
Yeah.
So it was great. The regret is that we had to be in Tampa for it. Tampa.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Did you have to try out for this role, or did David E. Kelly actually kind of pick you for this?
You know, David E. Kelly saw a tape of me singing at this this GQ event. I did a spread in GQ, and at the kickoff party for the issue, they kind of coerced me to get up on stage and sing, and somebody videotaped it, and he got a hold of the videotape, and you know how he likes his singers on the
show.
He does. And so he was interested in... And me doing some singing on the show, and have, you know, and bringing in like, you know, these new characters. So we just sat down and had a creative meeting and talked about what kind of character we thought would be great on the show, and you know, it was a nice creative combined effort.
I think your character, as Ellie calls the boy,
right,
or therapist calls him that, I think he's going to be a major character in the show, and he's going to fit right in, which is always good for you.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you know, you always worry that you got the chemistry with Calista, you know, and because she doesn't have those long-term relationships with guys, you know, are just few and far between for her.
Mm-hmm.
But you always hoping that you're the one.
How personally is the chemistry between you and Calista?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I hate to pick favorites, but you know, maybe because I've been working with the most, but I think she's. She's just incredibly inspiring. She's, you know, to be on the same stage. You know, we'll be doing a scene, and she'll just be creating. You know, doing stuff with props and you know, and ad-libbing here and there, and it just makes you up your game, really.
Mm.
I think she's probably one of the most talented actresses I've ever worked with.
It's quite a compliment.
Yeah, well, it's true. Yeah,
but
she's very kind. It's totally outgoing and really, really, you know, a great attitude and wants the show to be good. And, you know, I was expecting some bigger egos, to be honest with you, and it just wasn't the case.
Now, you mentioned singing, and I know that the McBeal Show now has had three CDs out via Vonda Shepherd and Friends. In fact, the last one Calista sang on, and so did Downey Jr. there.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
So are they planning another one with maybe you doing a couple songs?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to convince him to do a whole Ally McBeal CD of just me.
The Glenn CD, huh? Yeah.
I'll definitely... I'll have a song or two on that CD for sure.
And before I let you go, I also wanted to mention you have a movie coming out next year. Was it Interstate 60?
Interstate 60, yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about it and who's in it with you?
Well, it's myself and Gary Oldman and Kurt Russell and Amy Smart. Huge, really big cast. There's some more big, Chris Cooper, Christopher Lloyd. It was written and produced and directed by the writer of Back to the Future. And it's about a young guy who's trying to find his answers to his life, and it's a very kind of mystical, fantastical fable, but set in current day, you know, reality.
Hmm.
It's a real inspiring, provocative movie and thought provocating. I mean, it's just a nice movie. I mean, we had a screening the other day, and people were coming up to me saying, "I really needed this movie right now," you know. So it was just a nice feather in my cap. I'm really proud of it, and hopefully you'll see it next year sometime.
Cool. James Marsden, you can see him on Monday nights at 9 on the Fox Channel with Ally McBeal. And, of course, you can also catch him at pmpnetwork.com on our Ally McBeal page there as well. Thank you so much for coming on, James.
Thank you for your time.
And good luck.
All right.
Take care.